Number five, roads, damage, maintenance, equipment. I think some of you heard earlier in the meeting that Scott Machinery had come out, looked at the grader, and parts were ordered and installed just this week. We're going to have to run it, see if it's running or what's going on. Problem is, I guess there were a number of people that were to have been notified or asked if they would consider grading the roads, and that's the problem. I guess Norris Church was contacted, and he can't do it, won't do it, whatever. So a couple of other names have come up. In the meantime, Barbara, did you put an ad in the local paper?
Yeah, in both local papers.
You want to?
I just put an ad in both the local papers. I put it in the Southern Utah News, and then remember that there's a second paper in Kanab now?
Yeah, Red
Rock. And their prices are really cheap. It costs us $22 for 4 weeks in Southern Utah News and $16 for the other one. Actually, only 3 weeks for the other one because I missed the deadline for next week, so it won't start until the week after, so I guess it comes out a day earlier. So you should see it in both of the local papers, and it just basically advertises for a grader operator. Experienced grader operator to run Deer Springs Ranch is grader. And I did, for lack of not knowing for sure, I said approximately 80 hours over the next 2-3 to 4 weeks, meaning that that way they could work it among their own work schedules, what I was trying to get at. And I stated the $20 an hour, which we've been paying on grader operator. I mean, maybe if you guys want to pay more, we might build more, but I didn't dare say that. So I just left it at the $20 per hour, and I put the phone number, the ranch's number, you know, the one I mean, towards 644-3007, and hopefully we get some bites off of that. You know, I figured 80 hours will get us. John Pardo used to be able to do it in a lot less than 80 hours, you know, the whole ranch. But I'm thinking these people are going to be less knowledgeable of the road system, and we might have to. Anyway, I just figured I'd put on the high end.
There's some major work that needs to be done.
There's some major work in bar hitting and stuff that needs to be done.
We took a ride with Alan Steed with the map that was given to me. And marked on there specific areas that were of concern that Brent had talked about, and also emailed all of us about the damage to some of the culverts and the roads washed out, et cetera, et cetera. So I've had him do a multiple number of things already. He's laying gravel half mile between the fish ponds to the upper to the Crawford Pass.
Crawford Road,
okay. That's being put in, should be finished probably next week. He had a problem with his truck. We went to Slide Canyon and looked at all those roads, and indeed, there's some major problems. He gave us a quote of
$1,500, and he'll do it Monday.
And he'll do it Monday and run those roads up in that area. I asked him to look also at the area going to the upper cabins, for the propane tank of the water right up in that area. I guess last year they just put in an 18-inch.
No, he's been there for a long time ago.
What did you put in?
We tried to get him to put in a cement culvert in that area, and he said no, he didn't think it needed it. It just needed to be cleaned out. So he cleaned it out, and then it ran over it. The capacity is not there. It won't handle the amount of water that comes around those ponds on that diversion ditch. And so it keeps running down the road, you know. And so Alan's now thinking that he needs a 36-inch culvert, and then he'll take the 18-inch and put it up across diagonally, up, you know, how the road kind of turns and goes up the hill across there so that water's not running and making that big rut down along, and then dump it into the thing and then still have it go into the culvert. We'll divert the water across that road and then dump it on the south side, bypass that culvert, and that will help the problem, too, of all the water coming off of that hill there. The problem is that the 36-inch culvert that I thought we had sitting out here that I told him we had, I had given it to the guys over in Crawford for that big intersection that they had to do because they had a big, huge wash they had to fill. So we were short a 36-inch culvert. I don't know if we want to go buy a 36-inch culvert or if we, somebody happens to know of a used 36-inch culvert somewhere.
Down in on the lower half of my lot, on the road that led to the lower reach of 155, is a piece of silted in poly. I don't have any idea how big it is because I can only see the top of it. I don't think it's that big, but if somebody wants to dig it up and it's not doing it. It's totally silted in. I can get around it. Yeah.
Now, where is that?
It's pretty hard to dig up.
Go up the road to Tom Massengale's place.
Yeah.
If you look up across at an angle to 155,
you'll see there's an opening in the fence there,
yeah,
like an entrance. Mm-hmm. Go through that about another 50 feet. There's a gully. There's a piece of silted in poly rib there.
You can't tell by looking at the top of it how big it is.
I think it's smaller, but it's not doing me any good. If it's not big enough, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I can look at it later. I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll just walk
just
down
there. Just so the rest knows, you guys are all aware, there are four culverts sitting right over here. Well, three here and one over the gravel pit that are, two of them are 24 inches and two of them are 16, 18 inches. But we do have culverts already sitting here, but they're not big enough for it. We feel like it needs to be put in on
that road on it too. But the Slide Canyon, he had wanted to put
he
in one specific area.
Now the gravel pit over to Slide Canyon, which is right there.
Okay.
And put it inside.
Okay.
So are these too small for anybody that has any plans right now?
Well, we have lots of places to put it.
Okay.
And in fact, that's why Larry's here to finish on the crossway road.
Larry, I think Phil had some information too.
Phil, Larry, I, all three have been working together.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Well, I was making phone calls earlier this summer. Some of the members that are along Crawford Canyon, I was able to raise about $5,000. I'm going to contribute to. I'm not sure what Dr. Ward was going to, Phil, how much he was going to do.
I don't know, but it was significant. It was like $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, and then whatever you were going to do, and there were a number of other members.
Yeah, I have a budget, too.
She has some folks. But what we were wanting to do is see if the board would approve the use of the motor grader. If we buy the gravel and get it hauled in by Alan Steed, go that route. That's just generally speaking. And Phil, I've been real busy last month. I haven't been calling anybody else, and I haven't gone over and looked at that lot that you asked me to go look at. But I'm gonna try to do it before we leave this week.
That one, Doctor, is it Charlie or?
Okay, is it lot 54?
Yeah, something like that.
Where's that map?
Just where that intersection is.
The intersection to go to the other road.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we can get the gravel out of that right on the road.
Yeah, Ted and I just went and looked at it.
Well, there is that dugway that goes up around.
It's right here, between 54 and 49, where the road goes up there. Grant,
let me move this nonsense out of the way since it's not doing anything anyway. Anyway, we don't have to worry about it anymore.
What happened? You don't know.
Oh, we kicked the power off of the amplifier and lost it about a half hour in. That's okay. People that logged in, they knew it was
iffy.
Well, it was working until we kicked the power off.
There's that little area.
Got to work better. It's a whole lot bigger, right?
Here's and actually, if I were trying to pick a
view spot on that line, any other people want that stuff, I'll email them the link to the place.
We'd be willing to double out or make you road into your place.
It ain't cheap, but
in exchange for a little bit of
other stuff,
that's a loss. That
was killing us. That's the RGAX we got up there.
Well, I don't.
That's no good for DCF. That's 1,900 bags. We're just soaking it up.
That will not buy. That makes mush.
Well, Alan knows a lot about it.
But it didn't look like it was that much.
I think what you should have done is go
Maybe
just put it out on that table.
The flies will just land on it.
It's got some mold.
Yeah,
didn't you see this? This is what I also want to include. Did you see this? I think this is really good for the members.
Vance
Green put this together, Bill. I'd like to have this also in the
I'd like to send it out to the information.
If they're in trouble here, what they have to do, whether it be police, fire, vet, sheriff's office, patrol, etc.
I was drawing a blank. I mean, you're sitting there in the whole meeting, and I had
Larry.
I had
one. Larry, did I give you one?
Yes, ma'am, you did. Thank you.
Did you get one?
Did Joe get one?
Joe, has one.
Okay.
Joe has one.
I would just, I mean, Larry and Phil and I have been discussing this Crawford Road situation, and we'd like to see how the board feels about the idea of, Alan's up here, giving money that we've got pledged. Maybe the board, and we would ask that the board give us as much as you can figure that you. I mean, last year we put in 13 culverts in Sly Canyon. And this year we would like the board to pay for, you know, 10 culverts in Crawford Canyon to help the drainage. And then the donated money that we've had pledged, we would use to, as Larry says, haul the gravel and install the culverts with. So, you know, if the board would buy the culverts, and then we would ask if we could use the grader, not us, but an operator, use the ranch grader to spread the gravel that we have hauled onto Crawford.
The cost, well, let's see.
But the dollar,
the cost of the culverts would be approximately, if you buy six, at least six to eight,
about $2,500 to $3,000.
About $375 a piece. If you buy them individually, you can pay over $400 for a 2-foot by 20-foot culvert. Page Steel will deliver them to the upper ponds for $375 a piece plus a $200 delivery charge. So
that's a lot more money than what we paid out here for these ones. So,
but steel has really, really gone up in the last few years. So. I don't know how long ago we
bought
those.
I bought these in December.
Did you? I think that you'd probably find a $50 jump since December. So, but whatever source, that's a starting point. At least they're going to be at least $350 probably. Maybe if you can get them for less, that'd be cool.
We better only ask for six or eight.
Page Steel was less than Schulzen's. I'm getting them here. And they were $375.
Are these out here used or committed? Or?
No, they're not, so we could use them.
You mean the cement pipe?
Yeah.
Those are leftovers.
I thought they were all damaged.
They are all damaged ones.
I don't know if you could be. You might get one. You might get one covered out of them.
There's some letters going back and forth.
But their ends are all broken.
Yeah, basically, if you have
So we're talking, approaching the board for about
emergency room that you referred to. Around
$3,000. Probably closer to four, I'd say.
Well, if we've got four out here, three out here now, we're going to take one to slide. We could use these three plus.
That's what I say. You guys.
Where at slide are you thinking?
Slide? Do you need to put the new one, the 24-inch one? Candy, which one was it that you guys wanted to put it into?
You're going
to
be here for tomorrow, right?
You can't get in slide.
You mean up the lower slide? We can't do anything on that anyway.
BLM.
Yeah, we can't touch that. We're talking about our land and slide. Mm-hmm. We can't do anything on the lower slide. But for Crawford, we could use maybe even two of these and leave one for some emergency place around the ranch. And then if the ranch could afford to pay for six more at $300, $400, that's $2,400. We could ask for the ranch to give $2,500 towards the Crawford Road Project, where the membership is going to be giving approximately $12,000 to $15,000. We felt like that, you know. We haven't, as Larry said, we haven't even called everybody yet, have you?
No, only about half the people on that list I've contacted.
So I feel like we could probably come up with a little bit more money, too.
So you're talking improvement on the roads, approximately $2,500 from the ranch to put in culverts.
No, to buy culverts.
You're right, to buy culverts. And after that point, then the money that you have had as pledges would be able to bring the gravel in
and install the culverts.
And install the culverts.
Yeah, so we'd like to be have permission to use part of that allotment of gravel out of the pit.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. We would like if the board could allocate to us at least $2,500, if you felt like you could do that out of our $8,000 that we have sitting in the road budget right now, which part of it's going to be going to slide next week. $1,500 of it's going over to slide next week. If you could allocate at least $2,500, $3,000 if you could, to the Crawford area, and then we've already spent $2,500 of it on the Meadow Canyon this year too. Anyway, $2,500 to $3,000 plus two of these culverts over here would get us going, getting us good going good. And Alan would be able to start in 2 weeks, and we would need to use the 1,000 free use cubic yards of gravel out of the pit that BLM has permitted to us this year also on the road. I can go in and try and get some more for use if you want, if I need to.
Joe?
How much money are we setting aside for gravel this year?
is it all used up?
Well, we set aside $8,000 for contract labor. Which
money.
Anybody that's hauling gravel, because it's more than just the gravel. It's the hauling, the shredding, the putting, you know, the labor work of the equipment, the cost is the money.
If he's saying how many yards.
We got $1,000 for you for the ramp road.
Okay, I just like to throw my hat in a ring for gravel for a broad haul. With asphalt there, not too far. Going up, you know, half a mile from the sun there. We got an extra there, but this is it. Where we get those culverts that we put in a couple years ago. It's kind of muddy.
Well, we're at a point now we can't find qualified grader operators. That has been our problem this year. To spread what we need to spread.
How hard is it, Francis? Is it very time-consuming or hard to apply for more than 1,000?
No, it's not hard at all. I've always just applied for 1,000 yards because that's kind of been our standard. We haven't set for the 1 year. We haven't gone over that. You know, the 1 year, we went way over that, of course. But I just been applying for 1,000 yards because they put it on Broad Hollow for the last few years and it's been oodles enough to do it. You know, we put it out in the Johnny Brown area for a while there and it was oodles. But Crawford is further away. It's going to take more than 1,000 yards. And if we could use this gravel pit that you're talking about, or this lot, member's lot, I don't know who the mineral rights are. We'd have to research all that, find out if that we own the mineral rights or somebody else owns the mineral rights, or I don't know. You know, there's a lot of questions there.
If we made a cabin site for Davis
and Dr. Dahl, Charlie Dahl.
I don't know if you're making a cabin site or moving your own your gravel around. Do you have to file for mineral rights or something like that? Unless we turned it into a pit that we were hauling stuff out of all the time.
I don't know.
You mean hauling fill away is what you're talking about?
To me, it sounds kind of dumb.
Yeah.
They restrict you to 5 acres on your own property up here too.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm really not in the mood to cross the BLM. I just can stay on the good side, so I figured we'd go in and tell them we would like to get more gravel out of the pit if we can. I think if we approach them in a reasonable manner, I've had a good working relationship with them. I've had no problems. I think that they'd give us more out of this pit.
Yeah.
And then the other one, if we can take it, we can use it. That's just money in our pocket because Alan's price would go way down as far as hauling goes.
Yeah.
You know? Way down, like probably a third of the cost, you know.
So will you have the paperwork to request for more gravel to be taken out? Would you follow through with that then?
Yes, if I can get a commitment from the board for some money for the road.
Well, I come down and get the paperwork too.
Yeah.
But we kind of discussed that at the last meeting too. Though the board was in agreement to do it.
We approved the gravel, getting the gravel from the pit last meeting.
Yes,
I'm not after the gravel.
She wants money.
I want a little bit of money.
Were those the bids that you said that you had on the culverts?
Yeah, I think it'll cost us every bit of $3,000.
Now, you were saying you paid a lot less just in December.
Well, you didn't pay more than $50 less, did you?
But he says metal's gone up, and it could have. I don't know. Well, let's go with his figure.
We'll shop around.
Nolan hauls them out of Vegas and Phoenix. I mean, Phoenix and Salt Lake, and so we're
able to know. Nolan actually says by hauling out of Phoenix and Salt Lake, he saves a lot of money.
A lot of money. Hmm. So
and I know that's where Paige and actually, well, maybe not Paige, but Schultz and they buy them out of Salt Lake.
Yeah, but they,
they got a big market. Yeah, so we figured we'd shop around. That ain't culverts.
You're talking corrugated steel, right?
Right.
So we're asking for $3,000.
For the canisters, with the level driven, the corrugated on the way through the roof.
Yep.
There's a huge yard I've done work for them down there, just off the freeway. And when they're looking for odds and ends to do a couple pieces on the road up there, for a piece of small stuff. 20-foot pieces are considered not an end, but they got pieces that are cheap. You got to be. You're long enough that the full stick of the factory is charge.
But from what Barbara has said and Brent, the different areas that have been addressed over the years, has Crawford ever had any addressing of roads?
Just 1 3-foot culvert. Oh.
Well, about $500 by the 74 and 75.
Yeah, there's a little bit of gravel put on that dike right there by 74. That was a couple years ago too. That's the only two road projects we have done at all in Crawford. At all.
So it is kind of rough experience.
That was keeping people off you know, Ben Carson's lot. You know, that,
mm-hmm.
They have to use that other road because you bog out of sight on the road, you know, you get in there.
So there's a request. How does the board feel about this? Would they be willing to accept the information given to us in terms of what they're willing to pay and what the ranch would be accountable for in order to improve the roads?
Well, there are two items there. One, an amount of money for culverts, and secondly, the use of the grader for spreading the gravel. Two items is what you would like to have.
But there's no motion on the floor. It was just presented to us. I just restated, and I didn't know if someone on the board wanted to.
I would move that we allocate $2,500 to $3,000 for culverts and definitely the use of the grader for spreading the gravel.
Not a second.
And there's a second. I call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. So that's $2,500 to $3,000. And the use of the grader. Was your hand up?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, and...
thank you, guys.
And Mr. McElroy? Joe McElroy? I think that... your area, because it has not been graded or nothing's been graded this year, is a reason why the area is in the condition that it is. And I think that that's another something that we should have. If Alan Steed is up here, we should have him look at that as well for following through with it.
Yeah, it's just when we're air, you turn in the air's lot there, just where you go up into the canyon, from there down.
Do you have the lot numbers, the areas?
What is
you know, don't you?
Acres? Acres, I mean, acres is 128, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, just so you're, I don't want to be a bad person. But I, okay, 1,500 in Slide, 2,500 on Meadow, 3,000 in Crawford.
We're at 8.
Seven.
Not, I got my point.
I'm looking at numbers. Sorry.
No.
But I'm not saying go over the entire road if there's specific.
Yeah, just a spot.
Just a spot. It's not going to be.
What I'd like to do is, again, we got to hire the grader man to go over the whole road. So there again, we've got some money. You know, we're going to hire this man for $1,500 to $2,000 to get the whole road. We're over 8,000. I think we're close. But he should be able to
As you had said before, a budget is something that you work with it.
Okay.
And if there's areas that we haven't used, it could be applied because in the long run, we're going to benefit.
I agree.
Okay. Anything else on roads?
No,